Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Welcome back, guys. DGS, a few minutes past 4 p.m. Sue just asked me if I, how many times I had seen the movie about the building of the arch, at the arch, and I said none. And I said, I've never been in the arch, and she was amazed and said, why? And I went into the greatest lie, and I'm like, well, and my family was very religious, and it's a monument that was not built to God, and therefore we could not go in the arch. And then Zimmerman snickered, and she was like, oh!
Yeah, I fell for that.
I could have kept
really
that
did.
Going for years.
Yeah, you kind of could. Well, I thought, you know, when somebody...
It's true, though, that I've never been in the arch.
That is stunning to me. Today is the 55th birthday of the arch.
Wow.
And
we're about the same age.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's... all photos of the arch where they show anybody on top of it, you know, there's people go out to clean it or to change the light bulb and the light out there will freak.
Remember when
you
Spider-Man
out. Yes.
Climbed it? Rach, you'd have been a kid, but do you remember that? A guy climbed the arch with suction cups and then parachuted off the top.
Spooky.
Yeah.
Did he get in trouble?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he did. In fact, my friend from law school represented him.
He was one of those guys that would do that, you know, would try to do the same thing to skyscrapers in New York. He was famous for, like, scaling famous buildings, and yeah.
Yeah, I'm trying to look up the, we're having a discussion of how many people fit in a pod that takes you to the top. Why have you not gone up?
I think you're right that it's six seats.
It's six,
but
I
it's
think.
Really,
or four.
To be honest.
More than four is...
No one has ever asked me.
Crowded.
I've never said no to it. I've never been in a situation where a group of people or a girlfriend or something said, let's go in the arch. It's just never come up.
Really?
But you've never said, like, when
let's go
kid,
to the arch.
Like, no, hey, I've never gone out of my way to do it.
I'll take you to the arch.
No. Okay. And being in the arch.
We should take you to the arch.
Zero fear for me. Going up in the pod has a good amount.
Claustrophobic?
I would do it.
That's the worst part of my
life. I would do it, but it's been enough to make me not go out of my way to go up in the arch.
I'm not.
I think we should take you.
I'm not great with heights.
You but know, it's enclosed.
I'm not. Some people are really afraid of heights.
Here's my only thing. I have one thing. I love him like my little brother. I'm not going with Andrew. Because if we, by some chance, get stuck.
In the pod.
I'll strangle him in the first 30 seconds.
So it's really looking out
for him.
He'll
be using my air. He'll be going all pud liquor about, I think they usually get here pretty quick.
I always wanted to, I'm not good with heights, but up there I always was fine. It's the pod ride up that I didn't like. And you can see out the little windows of the door in the pod, the steps.
Yeah.
I've always wanted to walk up the steps. I've always looked at those steps outside that pod and been like, I would love to be allowed to walk up the steps because it's a very skinny.
It is. It's narrow.
It's a very skinny stairwell. Oh. And I think it's even like a ladder at some points.
No.
That's so cool. It's
the answer
really
is
cool.
No.
I would rather do that than
you wouldn't
that,
go at all
in that little pod.
I would be very, very nervous. I don't do great with heights.
It's enclosed, though, if that helps. Because really, you don't feel, it doesn't feel dangerous. I'm not a great heights person if it's out in the open.
You can be up there and you don't have to go near the window if you don't want to.
Yeah, but then you went all the way up there.
Yeah, you got to go to the window if you're up there.
I mean, I'd go, but I would be very scared the whole time. I'm not taking a ladder, I'll tell you that.
You know, I've told this story before, but since we're talking about the arch, I used to have a friend that was one of the tour guides there. And she used to say that the arch sways so much in a thunderstorm.
You are not helping my case.
That you can't even stand up. You can't keep your feet. It sways so much in a thunderstorm that if you're up there. So they have to close it when it's windy and they have to close it in storms or whatever. And she said that the employees would go up there during thunderstorms because they...
Liked it
because it was fun and they'd play.
That's,
you know, like
awesome.
Who can stay up on their feet the longest or who can stand in one spot the longest as the thing swayed and moved them around. But it was built to do that. It was built to sway and bend and so it wouldn't break.
It really is an awesome thing to see. You guys should go. We'll go.
I'll do
Rachel,
it.
Rachel, what do you think? It's not that bad in the little compartment.
What is your fear, Rach?
The heights.
Oh, just the being up there.
Yeah, and I feel like they have an old like tram or pod, whatever it's called, on display at the arch that is very tiny and rickety looking, and
I don't like them.
It has put me off.
Yeah, Kelly says,
I've seen a picture of that.
People have been going for 55 years, and we're
which
all
means
okay.
It's due.
It's due for one
of them to shoot out the top like Willy Wonka.
It's great.
Kelly on Twitter says, "Tell Dave I'm totally claustrophobic, but the pods in the arch." Don't bother him.
Sue, Google this. Yeah. Has anyone ever strangled a coworker in a pod?
Has anyone? No.
I haven't been to the arch since they redid it, since they put in the new museum. And I mean, it's been.
So I heard this is really unstable.
I bet it's been 20 years since I've been in the arch.
It's stunning, and it has won all sorts of awards. You will love it.
Oh, you don't have to sell me on the arch. I'm impressed.
I mean the arch grounds that he hasn't seen.
Oh,
that
I haven't, I haven't been. Gotcha. I haven't been since they redid the museum and everything.
Oh, yeah, it's wonderful.
And I hear it's
architectural design awards.
I hear it's really cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you know a lot of people think? I swear to God, that there is another arch underneath the arch.
I'm sorry. What?
To balance it out, to hold it up.
Oh, okay.
Yes, that it's an oval.
Interesting.
Yeah.
But no.
I had a girlfriend that believed that the same girl that in the 1993 floods were coming across the bridge, and you remember how high it was, and she said, how high does the water have to get until it's over the top of the boats? And it was so dumb I had to think about it for like 10 seconds, like, there has to be some height. And then I'm...
So. How long did we date her?
I married her. I'm kidding.
Brian,
go ahead.
Made her get out on the bridge.
Brian says there's 5 seats.
5. There we go, Tony. Right in the middle.
Sounding perfect.
I took my niece Sophie up a couple of years ago, and I'm still looking for the pod picture.
Is this it, Sue? Not the one of you, but
yeah.
That'd be funny.
We were on my phone.
We were there with these sweet people from Michigan, and they were all excited to see everything.
No.
It was great.
I'm not going with anybody from Michigan.
I can't go with any strangers.
Not even the mayor.
All right. Well, there were only
they'd
two
be all
of
happy
us.
Happy ass.
Okay, fine.
Did you just insult Mackinac?
No. I'm just not getting stuck.
I forgot who you're talking to.
We'll get in with some really sad people from this area. Maybe just us.
I remember people saying that the arch went as far underground as it does above ground, which I don't think is true.
Now that
I think it does go pretty deep. I think it is anchored very deep.
That's a good question.
But
yeah, I doubt it would just be flush with the ground, but it could.
No, I know it goes in some ways, but I don't know if it's all. But I remember people saying, remember that being a thing that people would say, the arch it goes as far underground as it goes above ground?
Huh.
I never heard that it...
Who besides your brother said that?
I never heard that it was another arch.
He's a fine man.
I never heard the connection. My brother actually knows all the facts on this. I should call him.
Yes.
Yeah, let's get him on. Let's do that.
He's a wealth of knowledge and a fine man.
It'd be fun. I think we should go.
Yeah.
Let's just go now. I don't feel like doing the show.
It's a good way to get out of the rest of the show. Hey, we've buried this lead for about 3 days. They found water on the moon.
Oh, yeah. It's up there.
I guess now it just doesn't matter.
Wait a minute. Now they found it? We didn't find it the other time?
No.
I don't understand.
And we're
that.
Just talking about telescopes and can you see the flag and all that? And they found it with a telescope.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Crazy.
That's, wow.
I honestly thought we talked about that.
Water on the moon?
Yeah.
No?
I heard Annie talking
I'm sure
about
you're
it.
Right.
Yeah.
I was going to put that on the
sheet. I've been waiting for you to bring it up.
I was going to put it on the sheet, and then I was like, oh, we talked about this.
Yeah. No, Steve Mort said, when are you going to talk about water on the moon? I said, when Tony brings it up. And
it's my fault. I honestly thought we talked about it.
100% it is. Rach, you have some headlines? Did I steal your water in the moon thing?
Nope. Headlines is brought to you by Schnucks, your one-stop shop for certified Angus beef. We don't have a lot of time for headlines, so I say let's get into one of the most important stories of the day.
Okay.
We've been doing some long-term coverage on the loose chimps in Festus. Remember this?
Mm-hmm.
The
Remind
chimps,
me.
The fam-
is
yeah.
this zoo news?
This, I suppose it is, Sue. Thank mm-hmm. you for
yes.
the reminder.
Yes.
So there's these chimps who've been living in Festus, and they keep getting loose.
They
remember
can open car doors, remember?
Yes. Is
oh,
this
that's
different
right.
from the ones where the lady was suing and it's her emotional monkeys?
Oh, now that I don't...
I think this is different.
Okay.
So these chimps are living on like a... They're calling it like a nature reserve or something, but they had that status stripped from them, actually. Uh-huh. So these chimps have like continuously gotten loose. I believe this is the family where one of the chimps got loose and attacked a man, and he shot the chimp, and now he's like a felon.
Now I'm on you.
Yeah. So
I got it.
It's these people. Those Festus chimps that kept escaping are being relocated after an agreement with
PETA. To Imperial.
So their longtime caretaker was getting ready to open up a new facility for the animals, but it's come down to the wire here, and the chimps are being relocated.
Aww.
The caretaker, whose name is, I believe her name is Casey Coates. Connie Casey, excuse me. I don't know where I got Coates. Connie Casey claims that all the times these chimps have escaped, PETA has been sneaking onto the property and letting them out of their cages.
Mm.
So that's a conspiracy theory that we could go
I would
down.
Believe that.
I kind of would, too.
Festus just doesn't seem like the place for chimps. You know?
Oh, Jason Coates was the man who shot the chimp in the past.
There you go.
Dustin and Brian have tweeted, and they both say that the arch goes 60 feet underground, and they've attached provenance to their tweet. To
60 feet.
60
that makes
feet.
Sense.
Just to clear that up.
Okay. There's not another entire arch.
Back to you, Rach.
No, you're fine. So goodbye, chimps. Unfortunately, they are being moved. White Castle is starting a new tradition on November 3rd. Their restaurants will be closed for 4 hours to give employees time to vote.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
Pretty nice.
That's pretty nice.
I know companies like Old Navy, I think, are paying people to go be poll workers, which is totally above and
good
beyond
for them.
What they have to
it's great.
Do. Yeah. Chicago's Mayor Lori Lightfoot and Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker are clashing over coronavirus restrictions. Chicago's facing down some really heavy restrictions like we're seeing in the Metro East. Lori Lightfoot says you're going to cripple our economy. So they're in kind of a bitter dispute over that.
Very interesting. When two very liberal progressives are fighting over COVID shutdowns.
Mm-hmm. Walt Disney World has laid off live show entertainers, such as shows from like Beauty and the Beast, Monsters, Inc., Indiana Jones. So that's really, really sad. I know, Tony, you said when you were in Disney, they still had the live performers and they were waving at Maggie on her birthday. And that was really special. Oh. This stinks.
This does stink.
I'm telling you, the Dow was down almost 2,000 points the last 2 days, which tells me that the smart people think it's going to be a terrible COVID winter. Whether
Great.
Right or wrong, the investors think it's going to be. I think they think we're shutting down again.
Scary stuff. Mm.
Yes.
Final story here. Wendy's. It seems kind of weird to bring up after like the dark COVID winter. Wendy's is giving away new chicken sandwiches for free for 2 weeks. They just released their classic chicken sandwich, which just sounds like every other chicken sandwich out there. But they claim this one is amazing. And if you make a purchase through the Wendy's mobile app, you'll get coupons for one free one per week.
Hmm.
So,
is it good, Rachel? You're our Wendy's connection.
I literally only ever get the Son of Baconator. Mm. It's
okay.
The kind of
without
thing where
thinking.
You can't improve on it. So
best fried chicken sandwich you've ever had, go.
Oh,
I'll
man.
Start.
Go ahead.
Shake Shack.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Dang. I like...
The Chicken Little was always really good.
There's a place, Square One Brewery, that has a really, really good chicken sandwich. Mm. But, like, yeah, I guess fast food, fast casual like that, Shake Shack is hard to beat.
Mm-hmm.
It's good.
I don't think I can beat that one.
Oh, boy, it's good.
Oh, man, it's good.
I've never once... I'm 56. I've never once had a piece of fried chicken from a piece of fried chicken or a sandwich or anything else in my mouth that I thought, I wish this wasn't in my mouth.
Mm-mm. Absolutely.
I wish I wasn't
the
enjoying
this
delicious. The
worst bite of fried chicken is a
the
C+.
The worst.
Yes, for
is
sure.
a C+.
You yeah, go, even yeah. when you get like the little like tendon or whatever.
Okay.
It is,
don't care.
Okay.
Hard part.
Do you eat the vein in a chicken wing?
If it comes off with it, I eat it, but I'm not like going back for
sure,
it.
Sure. You don't pull it out and savor it.
Right.
Wait, I gotta get the vein.
But you don't stop that chewing.
I agree with Rachel's approach.
If it makes its way in, it makes its way in.
Right.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back, guys. DGS 430 Things Skin to my good buddy Kelly Wild for that song. Dave Murray joins us. Hello, Dave.
Hello there.
How are you?
I'm doing good.
So let's start with New Orleans. Sounds like it's a little worse than we thought.
No, it's a cat one at the most. You know, it's a hurricane. You know, they're going to have 80-mile-per-hour winds. But remember, New Orleans is basically under sea level, and it's a direct hit on New Orleans. All the other ones this year have not had a direct hit on New Orleans. This will. 8 inches of rain, storm surge of probably 6 to 10 feet. That's not good.
No, that's not good.
But it's affecting it already. Be in play all night tonight and, for all practical purposes, all morning tomorrow.
What year was the big hurricane that hit New Orleans? Does anybody remember the last one?
The one that flooded the 9th District?
Yeah, the big, yeah.
Katrina? You talking about Katrina?
Yeah, thank you. What year was that?
During George Bush.
Yeah, it was during Bush.
Yep.
All right, hang on. What year was Katrina?
It had to be.
Not sure of the year.
Yeah.
I think it's 04.
Yeah, 04, 05 would be my guess.
August 20th. Oh, 2005. Okay.
There you go.
Yeah, just curious whether they'd recover. They can handle it now, I guess.
And locally, Dave?
Well, they have all these new pumps there.
Ah.
Never really been tested. Mm. So we'll find out.
Mm. About to be tested.
Locally, it's gross. It's just going to be miserable tonight and all day tomorrow. A cold, windy, soaking rain on the way. It's bubbling up from the south, southwest. 42 for the low tonight with, I mean, really, you're going to hear the rain as you try to sleep all night long. Tomorrow, rain, wind, cold. Most of the rain in the morning, 51 for the high. That means 40s most of the day. Wind chills tomorrow, 37, 38 degrees.
Mm.
Yeah.
It's a nasty day. Just a nasty day on Thursday. Thursday night, dry out. 34, though, for the low, but it's dry. Friday, sunny, 52. Saturday, beautiful. Sunny, 59, 60, though that's still below average. Halloween, 50s for trick-or-treat time. Sunday, change the clocks back. Sunny, breezy, and 50. Nice stretch after tomorrow.
Nice.
Yeah.
Good. We need it.
Sue, so quickly, this isn't the topic I want to get into, but I'm just curious, and we've asked this question a bunch. As a real estate agent, at what point do you have to disclose any sort of, like, death in the house or thing like that?
I think it depends on the state. We don't have one in Missouri that says, you know, here's where you disclose.
Oh, so there could be, like, a triple murder and
on the seller's disclosure itself.
Yeah.
But I think you would probably want to do that just because it's going to come out one way or the other.
There's a house in England that's for sale where over the years, over 20 witches have been tried, convicted, and hung. Mm. Could you do that?
I couldn't. No. I'll vote no.
Rachel made a face. I can't tell whether it's, of course they could, or no way.
When was it?
1500s.
Oh,
that's
yeah,
a long time.
And it's been continuously like, oh, they call it the cage. Like, oh, God, don't go near it. Stay away from it. It's so haunted. And
yeah, it's spooky.
Well, once you get to that point, you don't really
die. Thanks for the input.
Could you're a ghost.
Could you buy the house? Could you live in that house?
Probably.
Yeah.
There is an asteroid.
As long as they're not haunting it, like, yeah.
There's an asteroid called God of Chaos that is heading towards Earth and actually speeding up.
Oh.
I welcome our new asteroid overlord.
Who names these?
Yeah. One someone's more time? Very dramatic.
One more time.
God of Chaos.
God of Chaos.
Yeah.
Wow.
And the sun is causing it to speed up as it travels towards the Earth.
Wow.
Is it going to...
It's got to hit this year, right?
Is it going to hit us?
No, no, no. They seem not to, but...
Yeah, they never do.
They have in the past.
Until the one that does. Right. No, of course. Yeah, but...
Guys, I got the chip story wrong.
What?
Uh-oh.
I have to break in. I got the chimp story wrong.
Breaking news.
The chimps are being relocated, but the owner is not losing the chimps.
Gotcha.
So that's on me. Sorry.
What's the difference?
Rights.
They can't live in that area. They can open up this like new foundation and they can go live there, but they're not allowed to stay in Festus.
Mm-hmm.
But she's still in possession.
Yeah. Gotcha. I believe I said that
the owner was losing custody.
Tony, tell me about you as a libertarian. We've talked about it on the show many times that people will accuse you of throwing away your vote.
Yeah.
You're used to that.
Uh-huh.
We've had that argument.
Uh-huh.
Now they're telling you that it's dangerous.
It's getting a little bit I'm getting a little bit more than the typical you're stupid, you're just wasting your vote. I'm getting more of that this is not the time for to take a ridiculous stance or try to prove some point or try to act like you're better than everyone and vote third party. The soul of the country is on the line, and if you don't vote Republican or Democrat, you're just wrong. This is not the time to throw away your vote, that there's too much on the line. Usually I get, you're wasting your vote, whatever. Or, and as I mentioned to you, this year, and I've talked about it a lot, so maybe because I've talked about it so much and it's been brought up so many times, I've gotten more support than ever from people saying, like, I've looked into the Libertarian Party, I've looked into other third parties, I think you're right, we need more choices. I didn't realize that, you know, what libertarians or other parties stood for and that there were these other options out there. So that's great. I've heard that more than ever. But I've also heard more than ever a backlash against it. It's gone from you're just, you know, do whatever you want, but you're wasting your vote. You may as well stay home, to stop talking about that. Don't encourage people to vote third party because it's dangerous to do so. Everybody needs to vote Republican or Democrat because there's too much on the line.
You know what I find ironic about that is that I truly believe if you put together a 20-point platform for the Democrat Party, Republican Party, and Libertarian Party, and you didn't tell people what it was, I think the vast majority would say that they were the Libertarian. I really do.
I agree.
And so here we're in a position where not only do a very tiny percentage of people vote for Libertarians, but they get angry when people do.
Mm-hmm.
And yet I think most people are probably Libertarians.
Yeah.
It's an upside down world.
I say that all the time, that you don't realize that you're probably Libertarian, or at least Libertarian.
Yeah, I think people think of Libertarians as like really way out there. Just whacked out. I think the whole like focus on
pot
and prostitution really hurt them because they're like, okay, these guys just a bunch of potheads, whatever. But I think most people are much more Libertarian than they're anything else.
And there's definitely a part of that with the Libertarian Party, maybe, that didn't help ourselves with that issue. But it's also the one thing that the media focuses on when they talk to Libertarians, because it's like the one question that that gets brought up, like, oh, you're the ones that want to legalize drugs. Like, that's the only...
Yeah, like, the only reason
that's
you
the only media
want to do
attention
that
Libertarians ever get.
You're a pothead.
Yeah.
I mean, that really was the reputation for a while. It's like, clearly, that's the only thing that's important to you. And it's a lot more than that.
Yeah, people say that I get accused of doing it just to call attention to myself, to pretend like I'm above it all. Like, that's why, like, you're just saying that because you're trying to, like, look at me. I don't vote for one of the two parties. Right. Yeah. And how it's dangerous to tell people to do that because it'll never matter and your vote is wasted. Well, yeah, it'll never matter until more people do it. And I believe strongly in it. So
and
I talk about it.
There's never going to be an election where people go, you know what? It's a good time for third party. Nothing's on the line. Let's
right.
do it.
It's true.
Although the last one with Clinton and Trump, I think, was the ideal time. We really missed an opportunity.
It was the best chance. And Gary Johnson, despite how bad of a candidate I think he was, got the most third party votes in the history of elections.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
You know, that's another thing. Is call you on the phone. I think when most people say vote, what they really mean is vote if you're going to vote for my guy.
Right.
Oh, for sure.
Right. I mean, it's a lot of virtue signaling, but the whole, like, rock the vote, get out the vote, I think very few people and organizations just want you to vote. You know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, rock the vote, wanted you to vote, unless you're going to vote for a Republican, and then you might as well, you know, just kind of jaded. You know who else is jaded? To the point of just bitter. Jim Talent. You can hardly talk to the guy anymore.
Right. Yeah.
I don't know how Brenda puts up with it. It's just,
David, it's been too long, man. I mean, you do have a way of cutting through to the core of an issue, don't you?
I've missed our banter.
Yeah, get out and vote if you're going to vote for the way I want you to vote. Yeah. Otherwise, might be a good time, you know, just stay in bed during the day.
Yeah, it's going to be rainy. Jim, I didn't plan on talking to you about this, but we just talked about it. I don't know if you heard it, but Tony is a libertarian. He's voting for Joe Jorgensen. He's taken a lot of crap for people saying that you're wasting your vote. It's dangerous. How have you always felt about that, about Ross Perot or Ron Johnson or whoever the third party happened to be?
I think if you feel strongly about the issues a third party represents, it's perfectly reasonable to vote for them. I mean, this is something that Tony and others in his position have to decide. And what generally happens is as you get closer to the election, the numbers for a third party, whether it's Libertarian or Green or the Constitutional Party, tend to drop off because people take a deep breath and say, you know, I kind of want my vote to like really matter more directly in the outcome. But I'm fine with it. I mean, what I always tell people, and I mean in civics classes or kids or, you know, so I really don't have a political motive for this, is I want everybody to vote, and I want everybody to try to cast a thoughtful vote.
So, Senator, it's Tony, and identifying as libertarian is one thing, but I also just think that we could use more options. And I believe, like, if you look at the Democrats and you look at Joe Biden and then you look at Ilhan Omar or AOC, those two people don't belong in the same party. And then you look at the Republicans and you see people like Rand Paul and then like a Susan Collins or a Murkowski. I'm not sure those two people belong in the same party. So I just feel like there's, you know, I feel like there's already these different viewpoints represented in our government. But for whatever reason, we all have to crowd under just two tents because that's just how we do it.
Yeah, and look, each voter has to weigh the equities of what he or she thinks is important. And it's going to change among people. I mean, you know, I think I've said on this show that I admire voters as a whole. I was sort of in a minority among politicals in that respect, I think, because I think people as a group act rationally in terms of how they define their interests. Now, I often would have, in the elections I lost, I would have preferred they defined their interests a little differently. but I look back at the results and I got it. I understood. And that really, if you look at it that way, you really begin to have more respect for the process and the people. Tony, I mean, our system, because we don't have a parliamentary system, so third parties, fourth parties have a bigger problem here. If you're like in Israel, where it's a parliamentary system, and if you get 5% of what might be less than that, you automatically get votes in the Knesset. They got like 15 parties there.
Yeah.
And now the downside of that is it can be very difficult to get a majority and form a government.
Yeah, that's a little too crowded, I think. But
yeah.
Jim, you know about as much about China as anyone who I personally know. Do you have any sort of a handle on the allegations that are being made against Hunter Biden and now Joe Biden?
Yeah, it's exactly what a Chinese SOE would do. I'll say that. I mean, it's not what I It's not like when I read about it, I say, oh, my gosh, this never happened before. I mean, they're out doing this all the time. And they do it both to buy influence, but also to compromise people. So it's very plausible that something like this would happen. And based on what we're all finding out about Hunter, he would have been a very likely candidate for this. The question I have about this that people have not really asked before, and I'm genuinely curious about it, is why Barack Obama put up with it. I mean, Obama really is an ethics guy, and this was going on during his administration. I'm not so sure the China stuff was, but the Burisma stuff was. And you know that people in the administration had to know about it. Now, I'm not accusing them of anything sinister. I'm genuinely curious as to why he didn't call Biden in and say, look, Joe, you know, get this kid a job on a company board, American company board or something. But I'm not going to have you, you know, putting the whole administration at risk. I really don't. I wish I could have a cup of coffee with him and ask him.
And knowing you and Brenda, I doubt you're going to be voting for Joe Biden. But if you were in that position to be voting for Joe Biden, would this give you enough pause that you would want to hear something specific from him before you cast that vote next Tuesday?
Well, see, that's where I was talking about voters weighing equities. So if I was a very strong environmentalist and really wanted him, for example, to phase out oil, I might ask myself, he was making all, you know, was he making all this money off deals with energy companies? Or if I was a voter who really thinks that corruption in government is the number one reason that our officials don't pay enough attention to the real needs of the people, yeah, it might affect my decision. It just, on the other hand, if I'm just a person who really doesn't want Trump to win, and I vote for anybody else, no, it probably wouldn't.
Senator, do you have a feel about how it's going to go next Tuesday? The polls, like they did in 2016, say that Trump doesn't have a chance.
Yeah, well, I was afraid you're going to ask that question because, you know, it's very difficult to predict. I think since the first debate, it's been trending more in Trump's direction. I don't think I believe the polls that show some big gap. I think this is going to be close in the Electoral College anyway. I don't know. If you put a gun to my head, I'm not sure who I'd say I think is going to win. I think Trump is going to get Georgia and North Carolina and Texas and probably Ohio. And so it will turn then on Michigan, Wisconsin, and Pennsylvania. And I don't know. I really don't. We're in the middle of a bit of a realignment, at least on the edges. And I think the pollsters have difficulty, you know, with their assumptions in this kind of an environment because they're not used to it. We haven't been in this world for very long. So we'll see.
Jim, how are you feeling either personally or from your research standpoint about where we stand with COVID?
Well, I got to tell you, I think we're very much on the downside of it. And if I were in a responsible position in government, I would now be erring on the side of concern about people getting back to the doctor if they have other health conditions, kids being back in school, businesses opening up again, because I think the percentage of people who either were never susceptible to this or who've gotten over it is now high enough that it's much more difficult for the disease to spread. And so that's where I would be going with this now. At the same time, the downside consequences of legal restrictions on people, they grow over time. And so I would be really trying or erring on the side of opening up.
Jim, anything you want to promote? Any new articles?
No, nothing right away. I've been working on the China Commission report, which is coming out in a couple of weeks. I'm sure that if we talk too long about it, even you could not hold your listenership. So it's one of those 500-page things. But maybe when it does come out, we'll talk about it. I'll hit the high points.
All right, buddy. Thank you, Jim. Appreciate it.
Okay, bye-bye.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.